You're listening to FBI 94.5.
Last week on Utility Fog, I played a preview single from this excellent album, and that is now what's opening tonight's show. You're with Peter Hollow. This is Utility Fog on FBI, and we heard their Subsea, Pale Earth, and Kinney. In fact, when I listened to it last week, I had Pale Earth credited first, but that's clearly not what I'm meant to be doing. This is released on Pale Earth's Bandcamp, as it happens, and you can get it now for whatever you like. Subsea and Pale Earth are both Brisbane artists. Pale Earth is Benjamin Thompson from the Rational Academy and some other such acts. Subsea is Jim Grundy, I think, and he sometimes plays with Ectoise. I'm not sure whether he now does or whether he used to play with Ectoise, but they are a really underrated kind of post-industrial post-rock kind of band. And Kinney is, as far as I know, a pretty new artist from the UK. And I assume that she was basically the vocalist in the band, but she is absolutely another producer as well. It's a kind of cross-continental collaboration. I know that Subsea and Pale Earth have done a bit of work together, both of them in Brisbane, but Kinney has collaborated, obviously, electronically over the internet, as people do these days, and the results have been fantastic. We heard Choir there, which is actually one of the relatively kind of, you know, indie pop songs on the album, or electronic pop songs, but quite a lot of it is instrumental and really really kind of processed and insane, wonderfully insane. Both Subsea and Pale Earth's music can kind of lean towards the kind of noise and experimental electronic side of things. I'm going to play you a little bit from both of them, then something else again from this new album. I can't name it for you because it's actually four different gradients that appear somewhere in the Unicode font spectrum. I've been surprised, but it's named that on Bandcamp, and when I copy and paste it into Macs and PCs, they're perfectly happy with it. So yeah, check it out on paleearth.bandcamp.com. We heard Choir, and before that, Recital as well, the opening track from this wonderful album. It's Subsea, Pale Earth, and Kinney. Later on tonight, I have some international stuff as well. I've got two amazing acts which I don't want to scare you away, but they're both kind of related to, I guess, black metal in a way. And they're definitely the more sort of way out end of it, but not necessarily in the sort of noisy, screamy sense at all. We've got Pyramids, who write beautifully melodic stuff as well as beautifully noisy stuff. And we have Locrian, who are kind of very much the darker, more sort of disturbed and kind of freaky end of the spectrum. But again, some quite beautiful stuff and some quite sort of drony and post-rocky stuff from them. And finally, I have a surprisingly kind of exciting new album from Populate Itself, who were a very exciting band in the late 80s and early 90s, broke up in the late 90s, and reformed kind of disappointingly a good few years ago. But the new one is really pretty cool, and I'm going to play you a bit of that and a little bit of their older stuff as well. So that's what we've got coming up on tonight's Utility Fog, and we're going to stick in Australia first. We're going to hear some music from Subsea, who up until now basically just had a bunch of tracks up on SoundCloud and a few random things on Bandcamp. But earlier this year, he put out a compilation of unreleased older tracks called Long 40s. So this is also a 2015 release from Subsea, and as tends to often be the case on Bandcamp, it's another pay-what-you-like kind of release. So if you want to kind of keep up with some interesting experimental electronics from Brisbane, then go and check this out. This is Subsea and Iris from Long 40s.
Thank you. Utility Fog on FBI.
Falling down.
That is a lovely piece, as always, of, I don't know, what would you call it? Sort of almost 80s post-punk, in a way, from Fables, who are a duo from Sydney. Ben Aylward, the male voice and guitarist, used to play in the wonderful Swirl back in the 90s. A shoegaze kind of indie band from Sydney. And Hisker Vyas has played in sort of psych rock bands as well as being a visual artist. And she has a lovely sort of, you know, that European delivery that you could only get from certain people in the 70s and 80s who maybe had a background in German or French or some other language and sang exquisitely in English. And I like how her delivery recalls that, and that song is called Liège to Montreal and is a new single from them. It's being launched in Melbourne on a couple of dates shortly, actually, later this week, in Ballarat also, lucky Ballarat, and then in Sydney on the 12th of September at the Alpha Gallery in Erskineville is where you'll be able to catch them. And my promo sheet here says Interland Ensemble and Echolite are playing. Hisker was telling me today that there's actually four acts playing on that night. It should be a really great night anyway, with some really interesting acts, and Fables are always really great to see live as well. So that is their new single, Liège to Montreal. You can get it from their Bandcamp, Fables, Fables, Bandcamp.com. That is Sydney music. Before that, we had some Brisbane/London music. Subsea, who is from Brisbane, but actually I think he's based in London now, and Kinney, who is a London artist, both on electronics, Kinney on vocals a bit as well, and Pale Earth, who is from Brisbane as well. Subsea, Pale Earth, and Kinney You can get it from paleearth.bandcamp.com, and it's really, really awesome. Before it, we had a couple of short tracks from Pale Earth and a track from Subsea as well from their respective bandcamps. Actually, one of the Pale Earth tracks comes from a fantastic cassette on Room 40 that you possibly can still get, and you can still get digitally. Okay, I was talking about Pop Will Eat Itself earlier this evening and how they put out a new album. In the meantime, in the sort of almost two decades since Pop Will Eat Itself sort of split up really in about 97 or so, one of the two lead singers, Clint Mansell, has become really, really famous and in demand as a film soundtrack writer, quite a different thing. So you probably have seen many movies with his amazing music, whether it's orchestrations working with Kronos Quartet or kind of post-rocky stuff like his incredible soundtrack to Moon. But a while ago, the Poppies reformed and played a few kind of reformation shows, all of them including Clint, and then he kind of had to go off back, and I think he's much more interested in doing the Hollywood thing than playing in some kind of punky, punk meets hip-hop meets electronic band. But yeah, in the late 80s and early 90s, they were really influential in the way of combining kind of punk rock and almost kind of metal and electronics, probably somewhat before most of the people who are best known for doing that started to do so. They went for a while, then they kind of reformed a while back, and then without Clint Mansell, Graham Crabb and a bunch of other people put out an album that was really kind of almost Winsworthily lame, but they have just released a new album, again, as Pop Will Eat Itself. It's called Anti-Nasty League, which is a kind of reference to the Anti-Nazi League, which the Poppies were kind of big supporters of back in the day, and they really kind of inserted their politics, particularly the sort of anti-fascist politics, into their music. I think that probably the very dire political situation these days in the UK has been a bit of a catalyst for a whole lot of anger and energy that is channeling back through this music. So even without Clint Mansell, even without pretty much any of the original Poppies other than Graham Crabb, the new stuff is really quite enjoyable and quite well done. So I'm going to play you the opening track from the new Pop Will Eat Itself album, Anti-Nasty League. This is called 21st Century English Civil War.
We'll be right back. terrorist alibi. One and the same in a stalemate blame game. Revolution it ain't, retribution it is. Persecution gone viral in a spiral of denial. It's a scapegoat, cutthroat, imaginary bubble. Poisonous for the past, the burst is inevitable. It was war that they wanted, war that they got. Tension is rising, tempers are hot.
Contribute, contribute.
No return. No deposit, no return. What happened?
smile. He likes to play away and it disguises his true style. A rubber prick with a hat trick and undercover lover. You dirty bugger. We'll ram his wad and cannons up his arse. We won't need permission, he officially likes a laugh. We'll raise a glass to austerity, yeah. Drinking heavily and merrily, laughing hysterically. Johnson is slang for penis, remember this. Johnson is a well-endowed male sexual organ, or in other words, a big cock. What has that big cock ever done for us? He banned booze in the bendy bus. What has that heinous penis ever done? Apart from inventing Jennifer Aniston, I mean Jessica Ennis, innit? Cos he invented her, didn't he? Like he invented the Olympics, the limp prick. The limp-wristed Bullingdon Club dick splash fuck stick. Bug off, jog on, Bojo. Bug off, jog on, it's a no-go. Bug off, jog on, Bojo. Bug off, jog on, no blowjo for you, son. A hobo would be more fun. So who's the gorgeous bum, the great British dream? Bend over the forest, take one for the team. Who's the gorgeous bum, the great British dream? Bend over the forest, take one for the team. The great supine protoplasmic invertebrate jellies knocking down your door, the seething, writhing underbelly, rising up to devour the pot belly. When you're ready, punk. 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 When you're ready, punk.
Okay, Graham Crabb is clearly a little bit angry, and he's released his... This is not his first solo album. Graham Crabb was one of the two frontmen of Pop Will Eat Itself in the 1990s, along with Clint Mansell, who, as I mentioned earlier, has quite a career as a film soundtrack writer these days, many of which you have probably heard. But Graham Crabb put out an instrumental album around about the kind of last year or two of Pop Will Eat Itself's original existence. And now that he's reformed the pop, he's pretty much as the one front man without Clint anymore. He has also put together this solo project, Je Suis Crabby, which I guess is a kind of sly reference to the Je Suis Charlie movement, but he's always been known as Crabby, and he's certainly very crabby on this new EP with many rants about kind of UK politics and UK life in general, but a lot of it is very political, and obviously that one is about Boris Johnson, the London mayor, who kind of is very populist, but behind the populist facade is as right-wing as the Tory, I don't know what you'd call them, the federal government, that's not exactly what you call them in the UK. But anyway, the new Pop Will Eat Itself album itself, I played a track from at the beginning called 21st Century English Civil War, which, like a fair bit of this new album, is talking about the rise of essentially kind of COD being pandered to a fair lot by the Tories and very, very prominent in certain other political parties and movements there. So it's great to hear a bit of kind of anger and energy coming out of the new version of Pop Will Eat Itself, even if it's not really Pop Will Eat Itself. But I don't mind because I'm really enjoying these songs. And it's really nice to hear this solo EP from Graham Crabb has some pretty... fine production on it from Crabby. I guess it's sort of really sort of bedroom production, but five great pieces of kind of drum and bass influenced stuff over which he just rants. But the EP, if you get it from the Pop Will Eat Itself shop, which is the only place you can get it, it comes with all five tracks as instrumentals, and also these hilarious spoken word versions, which are not just the vocals stripped out of the original tracks, so they're completely new spoken word versions, which are really fun. So this is Pouring Perfume on a Pig instrumental. We didn't hear the original of that. We heard Bend Over Boris. And then after that, I'm going to play a really nice piece from the new album. It was really hard for me to select just two songs, but I'm going to play Set Sail for Death, which has a really great melodic chorus and is a contemplation on the fact that these guys are all in their easily mid-40s at least now. After that, we're going to get onto some, I guess, heavier music in a way, heavy and melodic from Pyramids, and I hope you're going to enjoy this because I think it's truly amazing music, contemporary music. So just a little more from the Poppies now. This is from Graham Crabb's debut EP from Je Suis Crabby, and then from Anti Nasty League, the new Pop Let Itself album, we're going to hear Set Sail for Death.
Where we fail, the courage to flourish is a holy grail. Through history
been a few months since this album came out, and I really regret not playing it back when it came out. I think I must have just been going overseas or something, although I wasn't away very long this year. But anyway, this new Pyramids album, A Northern Meadow, is just as exquisite as their earlier releases would have suggested. I guess that you can hear, if you know your black metal, you can hear the kind of double kick, insane spattering drums and those kind of fiery guitars and things. But the vocals, far from being kind of sort of screaming witches of hell, are these kind of angelic male melodic vocals. There's a kind of combo of different sounds and styles of singing and even production with Pyramids, but mostly it is this kind of oral assault that comes with a lot of black metal, but with a lot of absolutely gorgeous melodicism as well. So Pyramids' new album that came out a few months ago this year is on Profound Law Records, where a number of acts that were previously on Hydrahead have ended up. Their first album came out in 2008 on the Hydrahead label, and then they did a few collaborations and other things, but it's been quite a while between any real activity from Pyramids and this wonderful new album. We heard In Perfect Stillness, I've Only Found Sorrow. And before that, a kind of also kind of lovely chorus from a kind of heavy riffy song from Populate Itself called Set Sail for Death. And we heard Graham Crabb from Populate Itself and his project Je Suis Crabby before that, and an instrumental version of one of the new tracks from him. Populate Itself these days being a fairly different lineup from how they were in the early days. Pyramids have a very similar lineup to what they originally had, although in the kind of interim of collaborations with Mammifer and Niger and others, they have had featured various other people, including Faith Coluccia from Mammifer and various other kind of experimental bands. And we're going to hear an amazing collaboration soon between Pyramids and Niger from 2009, because if I'm playing anything from these guys, I need to play the incredible track Another War. It is 15 minutes long, and I'm probably only going to play about 8 or 9 minutes of it, but it'll give you a pretty good idea of the sort of noise meets piano meets sort of song meets metal of it. Niger being kind of more of a doom band, but equally kind of about beauty as much as kind of pummeling noise. But first up, from 2008's album Pyramids, we're going to hear The House Is Like Any Other World, and then we're going to hear from the remix disc that came with the CD edition, we're going to hear a remix by James Plotkin as well. So this is Pyramids from back in 2008.
Thank you. Music and Arts Festival lineup for 2015 has arrived.
Playing across Lawn, Marion Bay and Byron this summer, catch Foles, Block Party, Disclosure, Kurt Vile and the Violators and Gary Clark Jr.
Plus Mac DeMarco, Courtney Barnett, Django Django, Young Fathers and Toro Imoi.
Alongside Paul Kelly and the Merry Soul Sessions, Weird Al Yankovic, Halsey, Bournes, Gang of Youths and many more.
Tickets will go on general sale from 9 a.m. Wednesday, August 26. Head to fallsfestival.com. Sponsoring FBI.
Thank you. Put on your
Okay, I wish I could play the entirety of this track, but it's 15 minutes long and we've already had just about 10 of it. It's called Another War. It's pretty incredible music from Pyramids, I guess, kind of black metal band, but only kind of. And Niger, a doom metal band, who you... Come on, you surely gotta know them. We're playing this as part of a sort of special featurette on Pyramids, whose amazing new album called A Northern Meadow came out earlier this year on Profound Lore. Their earlier stuff was on Hydrahead, or at least earlier stuff being 2008-2009. This one is 2009. And in a second, I'm going to play you one last track from the new Pyramids album, and then we're going to hear a bunch of stuff from the incredible Locrian, whose new album Infinite Dissolution came out only a few weeks ago. So enough of this stunning sort of ambient come noise come metal come folk stuff from Pyramids and Naja, but go and check out the album digitally or in some other format if you can get hold of it.
On Saturday, August 22, Dubstep takes over Max Watts Sydney with a massive triple headliner. Featuring downlink of Destroyed and uplink audio, plus longtime favourite MLK and recent heavyweight Trolley Snatcher, bringing you three huge sets of genre-pushing sounds and face-melting dubstep. Tickets available through Max Watts or OzTix. Presented by Distortion, sponsoring FBI.
Utility Folk. We'll be right back. You're listening to Utility Fog with Peter Hollow.
We'll be right back.
takes until the last minute or so of that song for the slightly less screamy vocals to appear. That is Locrian from their fantastic new album Infinite Dissolution on the Relapse label, when we heard An Index of Air. That's the first of their tracks for this evening, and I'm going to be playing a few more. This one comes from long ago enough that it was slightly before their drummer Stephen Hess joined. Originally Locrian, who are from Chicago / Baltimore. Originally they were just a guitarist, Andre Foisy, and the vocalist and keyboardist Terence Hannum, and that's what we're hearing here. In fact, this is an instrumental with the wonderful title Obsolete Elegy in Effluvia and Dross. It comes from the album Drenched Lands that came out in 2009, and later that year they put out their first album with Stephen Hess on drums that was called, I'm going to play something from it in a second, it was a kind of double album. The Clearing was one, and the other half was The Final Epoch. Actually, yeah, it's kind of confusing as to the timeline of their albums, because they've been sort of re-released in various different ways along the way. Locrian.bandcamp.com features a whole lot of re-released sort of older drone and dark ambient works from them, which are pretty amazing sort of sound works as well. And they kind of really have made a progression from sort of more abstract, very dark stuff to the last few albums on the Relapse label, which kind of fit them better into the metal tag, but metal of a fairly outlandish nature. Outlandish, but not perhaps in the way of sort of biting heads off chickens and things. So we're going to hear in a second the track Coprolite, another sort of more ambient kind of noise and ambience track from The Clearing, which is actually 2011, and then a couple of newer tracks from Locrian. So this is Coprolite from 2011's album The Clearing. Some definitely more experimental end of the metal scene. I kind of like playing a bit of what you might call metal on this show, because I think it's very closely connected to the noise and experimental stuff that I play more often, and even the sort of folk end of the spectrum. So enjoy these interesting noises now from Locrian. By the way, Locrian are named after a modal scale that kind of goes back to the ancient Greeks, and because of the flattened second, it's what happens if you play all the white notes starting on E. So it's kind of got this sort of exotic feel, and it actually features a lot in metal music, and so I guess it's a little bit of a nod to the classics and to music theory from these guys, but still it's pretty kind of heavy stuff. Coprolite now from 2011.
Thank you. Get your dose of Sydney culture every day at 4:30 on FBI's Culture Guide, brought to you by Sydney 2030, a blueprint for Sydney's future powered by you.
Providing interest-free loans to buy art at participating galleries. Art Money makes owning art immediate and affordable. For all the details, head to artmoney.com.au.
Art Money is supported by City of Sydney, sponsors of FBI.
Uncompromising, intellectual, and true to the roots of house music, Mad Racket presents the Black Madonna in her debut Sydney show. Spinning jacking house, acid, disco, and beyond, the Black Madonna takes over Marrickville Bolo on Saturday, August 18th. With the Racketeers Ken Cloud, Jimmy James, Zooty, and Simon Caldwell in support. Tickets are on sale now through Resident Advisor and Moshtix. Mad Racket, well rolled, well bowled, and sponsoring FBI.
This is a nice bit of kind of experimental sound stuff from the new Locrian album, KXL3, this one. Infinite Dissolution is the name of the new Locrian album. It's on the Relapse label, I guess, next to Hydrahead and now Profound Law. They're kind of the home of some of the most adventurous metal music, as well as a lot of more mainstream stuff, I guess. Mainstream, if anything, is mainstream in metal. Infinite Dissolution is their new album. Their previous album was Return to Annihilation, and we heard a short track just then called Eternal Return from that album. I haven't had a time to kind of explore any of the sort of side projects and things of Locrian, and they've done some amazing collaborations, including with Mammotha, Who have also collaborated with Pyramids, who we heard before, and another one with Horseback. Both of those are hugely recommended. And Stephen Hess, who is their drummer, has played with people as wide-ranging as the kind of drone and folk artist Greg Davis, and with the sort of dub post-rock band Pan American, who I'm sure have a lot of fans around these parts. So yeah, really, really interesting people. This is the last track of this evening for me, and I'll hand over to young Jordan Sexty up next. This is Locrian, again from their new album, and a really great track called Dark Shales. See you next Sunday night for more of the same, or more different, perhaps.
success of their album Woman, Niche are proud to announce that Rye will play their first ever Australian show at Oxford Art Factory on Saturday, October 17. Although somewhat a tease for their Australia-wide fan base, this show promises to be the start of a long and fulfilling relationship with their Australian fans. I wanna make this play. Tickets on sale now through Moshtix. Niche are proud sponsors of FBI.
This song is called I Am Sad, So Very, Very Sad. Thank you.
Damage with Jordan Sexty on FBI.